The Evangelical Presbyterian Church Synod Moderator for the Western Presbytery, Reverend Gabriel Akoli, has called on religious leaders, traditional authorities, the National Peace Council, as well as other political and civil society institutions to intensify collaborative initiatives in ensuring sustainable peace and reconciliation after the Supreme Court verdict on the 2012 presidential election petition. While commending Nana Akufo-Addo for demonstrating a high sense of maturity in accepting the verdict, Reverend Akoli, who is also chairman of the EP Church Committee on Policy Guidelines, stressed the need for key actors to assuage the resentment of opposing parties to avoid further polarization of the country along partisan lines. He was speaking at Vakpo in the Volta region at the induction service for Reverend Patience Bonnie Anyomi as the vice moderator and Reverend Foster Mausi as the synod clerk, together with other executives of the EP Church Western Presbytery. We bring you the details.
The other executives include Presbyters Mrs. Mercy Addo, George Kuma, Mrs. Rose Awudu, Nelson Do Nani, and Emmanuel Grady. Reverend Akoli urged political leaders and their followers to adopt values of humility and tolerance and to guard against acts of provocations that have the tendency of inflaming passions. He also urged the newly inducted executives to discharge their duties in a high spirit of dedication and humility, worthy of them as Christian leaders. The paramount chief of Vakpo, Togbi Obisiprim Bogbolu, appealed to the people to demonstrate loyalty to the infrastructural development of the area and contribute to the scholarship scheme instituted for needy and brilliant students by the traditional council. He lauded the newly inducted vice moderator, Reverend Patience Bonnie Ayomi, for her services as district pastor for Vakpo, and appealed to the church authorities to retain her for few more years. On her part, Reverend Patience Bonnie Ayomi, on behalf of her colleagues, pledged to work as seriously to promote the growth and development of the EP Church.
That was a report from our GNA files.